Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio. We're fast and free, so take advantage already. Now here's Griff.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is December 12th, 2017. Where did the year go? If you're listening in the archives, this is show number 707. Coming out of the sky, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? What song is that?
I have no idea.
It's John Fogerty and Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh.
Playing in a traveling band. Ooh. Oh, Lee, I don't know. Today we'll learn more than just what that song was. We'll learn
so useless as a pop person.
Well, no, I am a font of useless information. That is my only talent.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That and making people feel small for not knowing the answers to useless trivia. Today, we'll learn how the IRS views your inventory. And explore the benefits of listing through eBay Charity. We'll discover the number one way to boost sales now. And we'll find out what one seller has learned from eBay Radio. I hope something. And make some New Year's resolutions. A little early, but we won't be here that week, so we got to make them now. We'll also talk with you, but first, here's Lee Mirabal with the eBay Radio News, brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source.
Wildfires, handbags, and green all feature in today's eBay Radio News for December 12th, 2017. I'm Lee. The wildfires in Southern California have affected eBay buyers and sellers.
And radio hosts.
And radio hosts. We had our stuff in the trunk. We each had our bag in the trunk ready to go. But the good news was we did not have to evacuate. So we were ready to do it. Many people had to, and the fire is still raging up in a different county than we're in, up in L.A., that fire.
The Thomas fire.
And for this one, because it's different, it's not like a storm where everybody was affected or a flood where the entire town was affected. They are asking you, eBay's asking you to please contact customer service to request protections against incidents that may impact your seller performance. And Griff is going to be talking about those a little later on in the show. We'll remind you of what this means shortly. Everyone here at eBay and certainly the crew at eBay Radio sends our best wishes to all those in the path of the fires.
Yeah, just get yourself out of there. Don't wait till the last minute.
Really, go stay at Griff's house.
Okay.
If you want to go north.
I think you'll find houses on the way north
yes.
that are much better than mine to stay at. The problem is, and all joking aside, is a lot of people were severely injured or killed in the North California fires because they didn't evacuate fast
right.
enough. So, but again, that was so quickly moving. It was, people were shocked how fast.
Well,
that
we
happened.
Didn't want to be the jerks who showed up in the shelter, you know, with nothing, you know, you know, not even a toothbrush. So we were prepared for it. But if you were in the path, we're going to talk to you, talk about this in just a little while here on eBay Radio. Meanwhile, eBay celebrated the 10th anniversary of Green Monday yesterday on December 11th by launching new deals every single hour.
Oh,
it's considered one of eBay's busiest holiday shopping days.
Yeah.
With a bunch of inventories from fashion, electronics, toys, home and garden all over the place. And Scott Cutler made a very interesting remark that I read in a magazine. He said historically Green Monday has been one of the biggest shopping days of the year for eBay.
Yeah.
He said, we see a sense of urgency from shoppers to check people off their list during this week. And it's so true, Griff. Everybody's getting nervous this week.
Nervous?
Yeah. Last week we thought, we got about, you know, we got a few weeks. Now we're thinking, oh my gosh, this coming weekend here would be the last time to go out and buy something. And the reason people are so fearful is they're afraid if they order it on eBay right now or any place online, they may not get it in time for Christmas. Mm. So what does a seller have to do to guarantee this at this point?
Offer expedited shipping.
Absolutely.
And buyers will pay for it.
They will.
Procrastinators know that there's a premium for being a procrastinator.
Yes. So do it. Listen to Griff. eBay Authenticate. Do you know the service, Griff, that certifies your high-end handbags?
It's yes, now I do, except open. I haven't been following its progress.
It's now open to business sellers.
Oh.
And we're going to talk about it a little more in the show, but all you do is you ship your, let's say you've got a Louis Vuitton.
Let's say.
You ship it, right? You ship your items for free using a prepaid USPS label.
Okay.
Or you drop them off at a participating FedEx location. eBay's independent experts will authenticate, list, and sell them for you. And now the service is open to small business sellers. So we're going to talk about that a little later, because I looked up some of the other ones, the other companies that do this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't list for you, honey.
Mm-mm.
They do not photograph and list for you. All right. All they do is say, yeah, it's real. Send it back to you.
Yeah. Do they chew gum when they say that?
eBay does the whole, it probably.
Yep, babe. That's real. Yep. Good luck.
Oh, the Did You Check eBay Holiday Airstream Tour, you know, it kicked off in New York City.
I know.
Then it started visiting certain cities.
It did.
This week it was in Seattle at the Westlake Center Plaza. And now you can see it next week, Griff. It makes its way home to San Jose. Cesar Chavez Plaza Christmas in the Park.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, that's a great, that's a huge thing.
It's going to be there for 2 days, December 16th and 17th.
Well, let me write that down. Hold on.
December 16th and 17th, Cesar Chavez Plaza Christmas in the Park.
It's actually Cesar Chavez.
Excuse me. Cesar Chavez. You don't pronounce it Cesar?
No, it's always been, ever since he came to prominence as a union leader.
It's Cesar.
Cesar Chavez.
Cesar, come in here instead of Cesar.
Well, I know what you're trying to do, and I appreciate you want to dress it up a little bit. And who can blame you?
That's eBay Radio News for December 12th, 2017, brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. I'm Lee Maribel, and I'm back to eBay Radio, where you got the grift.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak. eBay market research to increase your online sales. Terapeak.
You're so.
I'm a high school cut up that never grew up. So I've been told. Anyway, you know, here's what eBay said about the wildfires we were just talking about that are currently raging through Southern California. They want you to know that they've got your back. eBay is closely monitoring the path of the Southern California wildfires. To those sellers who may be affected, just stay safe, please, and do what's critical right now, taking care of yourself and your family and your community. We'll take care of you. You don't have to worry.
Right, but they have to contact eBay if they've been affected.
Yeah, and you don't have to, but it doesn't have to be something you do right now. Okay.
Right. So,
I mean, take care of yourself.
Definitely. And they're not going to receive defects for stockouts due to fire damage or unresolved cases with buyers. And your late shipment
rate will not be impacted.
Okay.
Defects?
This is what eBay says.
Did you say defect?
You know what? If I walked off right now, if I just walked out of this studio right this second.
Right.
What would happen?
Lots of dead air. Wait a minute, no, dadar. I'm sorry.
So my southern would say defect.
It's defect.
My northern would say defect.
Defect? But defect is like, you know, you're leaving North Korea for South Korea.
Mm-hmm. Because it's your day to get the co-host.
No, I'm not trying to get the co-host. Huh. Or maybe I am. I don't know. It's hard to say.
I think you are.
Ooh, I better reexamine my whole motive for doing the show. Let's see. Why do I do it? I don't get paid necessarily to do it. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I am doing this just to get the host. It's a, you know, that's a chapter. That's an act in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Or it's a sentence.
Okay.
It's so time to play Get the Host.
Okay. So hold on a minute here.
No, I said Hump the Host.
Oh, no, that's a different show.
I think it's Hump the Host. Get the Guest. You get the guest.
Listen to this. Cesar Chavez. Well,
I don't know who you're quoting.
I just put it into a pronunciation guide, and it's Cesar, and I was correct, and you were wrong, and I'm so happy about that. In the meantime, back to eBay. So what I was trying to get across about this particular wildfire situation.
What are you doing now?
Cesar Chavez.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounded like, that sounded like somebody from China pronouncing it.
Probably was. Mm.
What would they know about accents?
Okay, so what I was trying to get across with the Southern California wildfire thing, that with this one, you've got to call eBay if there's any disruption to your business. And wouldn't that mean if your whole inventory burned up and you had it listed on eBay? Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that means you should get in touch with them now, right?
Yeah, you should get in touch with them now.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted to bring up.
Oh, see, you're right on all counts.
This is just a little bit different than when it's a flood or a... Yes, I was right.
No. You were not only right, you were so right.
Now, if you're able to, here are a few things you can do now to help protect your business.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Can you gal-splain that to us?
I can. Communicate with buyers whose items have not yet been shipped. Let them know your situation.
Good point.
And any auctions and take down any fixed price listings before they result in a sale, because eBay's not going to charge a fee for ending a listing early.
A thief?
A fee.
Oh, a fee. I thought you said...
If you... Oh, my God.
This
oh
day
God.
Is just spinning out of control.
If you are an eBay store subscriber, place your store in vacation mode and extend your handling time on all items to when you think you can get back to business. And if you don't have direct internet access, eBay can help you make the necessary changes. You can contact customer support and update them on your situation.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to get that point across. So we've got a very interesting day today. We have Cliff Enico on to talk about inventory and the tax issues associated with inventory. Remember you asked us to do that the other day, Griff?
I did. Yes, I did.
And Cliff will be here today. You ask, and boy, we're on top of it right away.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
We also have on Corey Osteen to explain the advantages of listing through what we used to call GivingWorks, now eBay for Charity. Mm. She's going to be on with us. Kathy Terrell, CEO of I Love to Be Selling, is going to be on with us.
Great.
She's going to talk about more sales, how to get more sales, please.
Yes.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, inventory and the IRS as we continue with more of eBay Radio.
It's the year's ultimate retail moment, that festive season known as holiday. You need gift-worthy inventory, and you need it fast. You need bulk. Bulk can stock your store shelves quicker than Santa's elves. They offer liquidation goods by the pallet or case, excess inventory, open box, and customer returns, all from top brands and leading manufacturers across dozens of categories. Bulk's itemized manifests are guaranteed, so you can be sure of exactly what you're getting. Cases start at just $100, and you can buy with one click from your computer or smartphone, then pay by PayPal, credit card, or PayPal credit. Bulk will ship the goods pronto, right to your doorstep. For a flat rate, no guesswork required. So forget waiting on Santa. There's no time like the present to browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
The portability of today's online business makes entrepreneurship more liberating than ever. Think about it. Couples RV across the country, product sourcing and selling on eBay all the way. Many couples travel or even move overseas, and their businesses on eBay hardly miss a beat. Then there's the coffee shop crowd and the sit on a rock on the beach and list gang. To discover a taste of this liberation, move around your house. Bring a laptop outside on the porch or sunroom for an hour during the day. Try the Wi-Fi at the nearest coffee shop or, yes, even the beach. Today, the world really is your office.
This retail moment was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
and eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. The word Christmas is Old English, a contraction of Christ's Mass. The first president to decorate the White House with a Christmas tree in the U.S. was Franklin Pierce. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.